From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The remains of hundreds of victims of the Srebrenica massacre are being reburied today in a ceremony marking the atrocity's 15th anniversary. Most of the bodies have only recently been identified. Tens of thousands are attending today's memorial. The BBC's Johnny Hogg says the massacre is considered to be the worst atrocity in Europe since the Second World War.
As the Bosnian conflict raged, Srebrenica had been declared a safe zone by the United Nations. But in 1995, Serbian forces launched an offensive, seizing control of the area. What happened next has been declared a genocide by international courts. More than 7,000 Bosnian Muslims, mainly men and boys, were rounded up and shot in a deliberate and systematic attempt at ethnic cleansing. The man accused of masterminding the killings, Radovan Karadzic, is currently on trial in The Hague, but his military commander, Ratko Mladic, remains at large.
The BBC's Johnny Hogg reporting. Serbian President Boris Tadic is attending today's ceremony. In March, Serbia's parliament passed a resolution saying Belgrade should have done more to prevent the tragedy. BP is in the middle of putting a new cap on its gushing well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. The old cap has been removed, meaning oil is again spilling unchecked into the ocean, but officials hope the new cap will completely contain the flow. The move has not quieted protesters. NPR's David Shaper reports from New Orleans that demonstrators are blasting the company.
Stop the oil! Save the Gulf! Stop the oil!
A few dozen protesters gathered across from Jackson Square in New Orleans' French Quarter Saturday evening under a soft rain, outraged that oil is still spewing into the Gulf. Organizer Lauren Goldfinch laments what the oil leak is doing to the southern Louisiana culture.
Livelihoods, ways of life are just being decimated in front of our eyes. Our homeland is being taken from us. I feel powerless to do anything except speak out about it.
Goldfinch calls herself an enraged, upset individual.
I've done not what I call grassroots organizing, but oil drop organizing in hopes to coalesce a big enough tar ball to actually have an impact on things.
And Goldfinch says that means organizing more protests even if BP stops the flow of oil. David Shaper, NPR News, New Orleans.
Former President Bill Clinton wants to step up the pace of earthquake recovery efforts in Haiti. In an interview with the Associated Press ahead of tomorrow's six-month anniversary, Clinton says Haitians still need help.
I'm still trying to get the community shelters built, our buildings restored that can be community shelters in the areas where we can't possibly move everybody out of tents and tarps. During this rainy season, I want there to be a place for them to go, a place which can double as a school or a health center in the short run.
Clinton is co-chairman of the Commission Overseeing Reconstruction Aid. He says international donors, including the United States, have given only a small fraction of the aid they've promised. From Washington, this is NPR News. After a month of World Cup soccer games, the final match will be played today in South Africa between Spain and the Netherlands. NPR's Silvia Pajoli has more from Madrid, where Spaniards are ecstatic.
It may be the world's most popular sport, but the club of World Cup winners is quite exclusive. Only seven nations have won the title in 80 years of competition. An eighth champion will be added tonight because neither Spain nor the Netherlands has ever been crowned. It will be the third time the Dutch reached the finals, losing to host teams West Germany and Argentina in 1974 and 1978. And they arrive with a string of successes, 25 games without a loss. Spaniards feel they've already made history. It's the first time they've gotten this far, and the country is awash in red flags celebrating the national team. La Furia Roja, the Red Fury, is the European champion and has lost only two games in 4 years. And Spain's defeat of Germany in the semifinals is helping Spaniards forget for a while their economic crisis. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Madrid.
There has been more violence in Afghanistan. Officials say at least 11 Afghan policemen and a government official have been killed in three separate attacks in the north of the country today. The Democratic Party of Japan's 10-month-old government appears to have suffered a major blow. Exit polls show the party losing seats in today's election for the upper house. Half the seats were up for grabs. The party's popularity suffered after the prime minister suggested Japan needs to raise its sales tax to curb public debt. Official results are not expected until tomorrow. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.